This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. After a surge in July, COVID-19 cases are now declining in Colorado. Lindsay Fent reports.
This is the third week in a row that cases of COVID-19 have dropped in Colorado. The state health department only reported 20 new outbreaks, the lowest number of new weekly outbreaks since the beginning of July. Those outbreaks occurred primarily in restaurants and elder care facilities. But many older outbreaks have not yet been contained, including 14 outbreaks at child care facilities, summer camps, and youth and college sports programs. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
Half of public schools in Denver are about two city blocks from a store that sells tobacco. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That figure comes from a new academic study that charted places that sell tobacco in 30 U.S. cities. Stanford researcher Lisa Henriksen says two-thirds of city residents live within a half mile of a tobacco retailer.
The retailers are concentrated in low-income neighborhoods. In Denver, there are nearly two times as many tobacco retailers in the lowest-income neighborhoods than in the highest-income neighborhoods. And that's quite concerning.
A national retail group says tobacco products are an important part of the bottom line for convenience stores, gas stations, and corner markets, which also provide communities with other products. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Marijuana sales in Colorado set a record in June, nearly $199 million, 30% more than in June of last year. And temperatures are up again today across the state, 98 in Denver this afternoon. This is CPR News.